Comping vocals. Reaper.
I think the time's come to record some vocals, featuring me as a sort of makeshift MC who's going to completely deface what's left of PDX's excellent work. New track, Control T.
Track name edit.
Going to call it Vocal Mad Libs.
In.
Going to hit applications key on this. That'd be Control 1 over on the Mac.
Context menu.
Up to input mono.
Track on input mono check sub menu I.
Going to go in here.
And one check I.
Oh, it's already set to input 1 for me. That happens to be where my mic's plugged in. So escape a couple of times to get out of here. I don't need to change anything.
In 09.
And now I can arm it for recording with F7.
Armed.
There's one more task for me to take care of before I start recording. I want to insert a blank space at the beginning of the project so I can slot in a silly intro. One bar should be long enough, so I'm going to go to the beginning of the project by hitting Control Home or Command Home on the Mac.
Bar 1 0%.
Going to set my start of time selection here by hitting left bracket.
Set selection start.
Jump forward one bar by hitting page down.
Bar 2.
That's the start of bar 2. End of time selection here with right bracket.
Set selection end.
And now I'm going to go to the insert top menu by hitting Alt I on Windows or find your way there through the menu bar on the Mac.
Media file, CTRL plus IM.
And I'm after the bottom most option, so I'm just going to hit up arrow once.
Empty space at time selection, CTRL plus Alt plus insert E.
Empty space at time selection. Remember, my time selection is currently one bar long, so this will give me a blank extra bar at the beginning of the project and shuffle everything that exists along to the right out of the way.
Unsaved project.
Okay, I think I'm ready to record. Here goes nothing. Snack time. Yes, yes, PDX. Give me them biscuits. Piggy, piggy, PDX. Crumbs in his lap. Brap. Sugary dough, bro. Give me them biscuits. P-Dex, peeing on the Dex. Okay, as you can tell, I'm not a natural MC. In the next segment, we're going to put a phone line effect on that, and I promise you it's going to save the day. But for now, let's go through and just get some better versions of some of those lines. So, let's start by having a listen to the intro, shall we? Snack time. Going to chop that beginning bit off. Just scrub to the beginning. Going to pop a split in the item there, right at the beginning of where I start speaking, by hitting the A key.
One item added.
And I'm quickly going to check my ripple editing mode is turned off, because I don't want to disturb the timing of anything when I'm deleting areas that I don't need. So Control-Shift-P to report that, Command-Shift-P on the Mac.
Ripple off.
Already off, cool. So I can select this first item and delete.
One item removed.
Now I've got a clean beginning. Snack time. Cookies in the studio. Yes, yes, PDX. That one's alright, I think. Give me them biscuits. Biggie, biggie, PDX. Yeah, not much of a fan of that one. I'm going to shoot back a bar with page up.
R6.
That's somewhere near the beginning, I think. Biggie, biggie, PDX. Yep, so just going to get to the start of the bar with Alt Home or Option Home on the Mac. There you go, that's the beginning of the bar. Left bracket to set the start of time selection.
Set selection start.
And let's jump forward a bar.
Bar 8 beat
1. And that's the end of the line, so end of time selection there.
Set selection end.
And now I'm going to do Alt backslash, which will put me into time selection auto punch mode. And what that means is Reaper's only going to record when it's inside that time selection.
Time selection auto punch.
Okay. Page up one more time to give myself a little bit of a run in.
R6.
And here we go for take 2. Biggie, biggie, PDX. Okay, yeah, I think that was a slightly better take. So if I select the item that I've just recorded.
2 past 2, 2 takes, bar 7, 0%.
You heard how Asara reported 2 takes there, right? By default, I'm going to be listening to the most recent one that I've done. Biggie, biggie, PDX. But if I do shift T.
1 past 1.
That will switch me to the first pass, which was this. Biggie, biggie, PDX. Yeah, the second one's definitely more animated, isn't it? I'm going to do T to go forward to the second take.
2 past 2.
And let's skip on a little bit and find the next line that we need to replace.
All right.
Crumbs in his lap. Brap. Don't like the crumbs and the brap. Should be one or the other. Let's find the start of this. Scrub back a bit. Crumb. There he is. Crumbs. Start of time selection.
Set selection start.
Skip forward a bar or two.
Bar 10.
Let's go to the beginning of this bar with alt home. Okay, end of time selection. Nice and neat there.
Set selection end.
So now I should have crumbs in his lap. Brap. Wrapped in a time selection. I've still got time selection auto punch mode engaged. I haven't changed that, so page up for a bit of context.
R7.
And go.
Okay.
Crumbs in his lap. Brap. And again, we've got the two takes stored. So if I move to this item,
3, 4.
Crumbs in his lap. There's the most recent one. If I do Shift T for the previous,
1 past 1.
Crumbs in his lap. Brap. Yeah, I think I prefer the second one.
2.
Crumbs in his lap. Brap. The brap is better, isn't it? If it's just that with the rolled R. All right, clear the time selection with escape.
Clear time slash loop selection.
Let's skip on to the next thing.
R10.
Sugary dough, bro. I wonder if I could get a higher voiced, more ridiculous take of that. Let's see.
R11.
Sugary dough, bro. Okay, I'm at the beginning. Gonna put my time selection there.
Set selection start.
Skip forward a bar.
R12.
That'll do.
Set selection end.
Page up for the run-in.
R10.
Let's see what we get.
Unsafe.
Sugary dough, bro. Wow, that was terrible. We'll do take 3.
Unsafe.
Sugary dough, bro. Nah, I think I like the first one more. Let's have a listen back to these. I'm going to go to that item.
6 past.
Sugary dough, bro. Definitely don't like that one. That's take 3. Shift T for take 2.
2 past.
Sugary dough, bro. No.
1 past 1.
Here's take 1. Sugary dough, bro. Yep, I think we're keeping take 1. Clear the time selection with escape.
Clear.
Give me them biscuits. That one's okay. What was that? I think I went a bit early.
R60.
All right, let's get rid of that. I'm just going to put a split here.
One item at.
And a split just before I was actually meant to start speaking.
One item added.
Select that item containing the dodgy poom.
8 past 1.
Delete.
One item removed.
And now our ending is this. P-Dex! Peeing on the Dex! Yeah, I'm not sure I've got a better take of that in me. So I reckon that's probably our composite vocal track.
Samplitude.
Right, we're going to comp a vocal together. I've taken the liberty to pre-record this because I don't sing. But I've had to do it for this demo, so I didn't want to subject you to too much of my singing. So I've got a backing track of Counting Stars by One Republic, just the beginning. I've done, I think, 4 takes, just simply arm the track, went to the beginning where I want to start, and just recorded it 4 times. So what we've got at the minute, I'll just play that.
Baby, baby, I've been working hard, thinking about the things we could be.
We'll play it all. Obviously, I've sung the different words at different points, so we need to put it all together. In Samplitude, we could do this in a couple of ways. We could use Revolver tracks, which is very similar to playlists in Pro Tools. But what I want to show you is the Take Composer.
Start of project.
So I'm going to select the object.
Zoomed to object.
And we're going to open the Take Composer with Ctrl-Alt-K.
Opening the Take Composer. Location, Take Composer, Arranger, one vocal.
Okay, so what this is, it's similar to the Arranger window, but it's got our takes in it. So the top track is going to be our master track. So when we send stuff to it, that's where it's going to go. And then we've got our takes.
2 take 01, 3 take 02, 4 take 03, 5 take 04.
So you get the idea.
4 take 03, 3 take, 2 take 01.
And so the way this works is that we select the take we want, which we think's the best one. I'm going to do it in sections. So like I'm going to select the one which has the best beginning, you know, or the right words. And then we're going to work through the other takes and select the next sections and the next little section. And then every time we do that, it'll send it to the master track, making our comp. So let's just have a listen. By the way, I do have to solo the takes. Otherwise, the master one always plays. So we just solo the take
solo exclusive
and play it, and that's what we're listening to.
Lately, baby, I've been praying hard.
So that one isn't right.
3 take 02, solo off, solo exclusive.
Lately, baby, I've been losing sleep, thinking about the thing.
Okay, that one is.
4 take 1, solo exclusive on.
Lately, baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with that one.
Track 4 take 03.
So take 03, press Control Alt and Enter.
Take 03, bar 1, beat 2.
And I'll press Shift and left click to send it to the master.
Shift mouse click.
So now
solo exclusive off.
So we turn solo off and we play it. Go to the beginning.
Start of project.
Lately, baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about.
So that is now our master track. So I want to select the next section now. I'll just turn the speaking of time off.
Speak position off.
So we'll go to, let's say track 2.
3 take 02, solo off.
We'll try take 2, go.
Dreaming about the things that we could be.
Okay, so that was right.
4 take 03.
Right words.
So,
dreaming about the things that we could be.
Okay, next
5 takes. Solo exclusive.
Thinking about the things that we could.
So take 4 isn't the right words.
4 take 03. So solo off. Solo exclusive on.
Dreaming about the things that we.
3 take 2 take 01. Solo off. Solo exclusive on.
Dreaming about the things that we could be.
Okay, so I want take 1 here. So press Control Alt and Enter.
Take 01, bar 1, beat 2.
And then we have to move to the cut point.
Dreaming about.
So we press. Go a bit further actually.
Dreaming.
So we just press the left mouse button here to split it and to send the rest of this take to the master.
Left click.
Okay, so we unsolo it.
Solo exclusive off.
Start. See what we've got to now.
Lately, baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But lately, I've been losing sleep. Said no more.
Okay, so we need to get the next bit.
3 take 02, solo off. 4 take 5 take 04, solo off.
Let's have a listen to sit take 4.
Dreaming about week. Lately I've been losing sleep.
Okay, we can't have that one.
4 take 0, solo off.
Lately I've been working hard.
Can't have that one.
3 take 0, solo off.
Lately I've been praying hard. Said.
Okay, quite like that one.
Track 3 take 02.
Okay, take 2. So we'll do the same again. Excuse me.
Take 02, bar 1, beat 2.
And then we'll just move to the cut point.
Thinking about the things could be, but lately.
And the reason we have to do this is because we use the mouse to actually cut on the object.
I've been.
Go back a bit.
Lately. But lately I've been praying hard.
Okay, so we do a left click there.
Left click.
And that sends the rest of that take to the master.
PC.
So we'll have a listen to the master now.
Start of project, bar 1, beat 1. Solo exclusive.
Lately, baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But lately, I've been praying hard. said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars.
Okay, so we've got the ending there. I'm quite happy with that ending. We'll just have a listen to see if there was anything better, loosely speaking.
4, take 0, 3, solo off.
Let's have a look.
I've been praying. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars.
Okay.
5, take 0, 4, solo off. Solo off.
Said no more counting, no more counting. We'll be counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars. No more counting dollars. Said no more counting dollars.
Okay, that's 4. 3,
four
try 3.
Solo.
Said no more counting dollars. We'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars.
Okay, 2.
3, take 0. Solo exclusive.
Said no more counting dollars. We'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars.
That one will do for me. Take 2.
Record ready off. Track 3, take 0, 2.
Okay, so we do the same on this one. You know, such good choice, really.
Take 0, 2. Bar 7, beat 1.
Okay.
Said no more counting dollars. We'll be counting stars. Said no.
Left click.
Okay.
PC.
Sent it to the master, so let's have a listen.
So exclusive off. Start of project.
Lately, baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But lately, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars.
Okay, so I'm happy with that, loosely speaking. So we'll close the tape manager, tape composer, sorry.
Closing window. Apply tape composer changes dialog. Apply changes from tape composer to original project. This will be done by copying the range between the punch markers from the first audible EG solo track. OK button. Alt plus O.
Yeah, we do.
Enter. Arranger. Solo off.
So now we should have that comp
start
track.
Project.
Lately, baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Lately, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars.
Okay, so that's how we would use the tape composer to create a comp track.
Logic.
We're going to go over how to record multiple takes and then comp a vocal. Now, I'm not a singer, so I'm just going to demonstrate how to record multiple takes so that you can get a take folder, but then I will do the actual comping demonstration with someone who can actually sing to minimize the torture you'll have to go through. So, first up, I'm going to navigate to the vocal track. I'm on a guitar track still.
Track 3 vocal, group.
All right, got the vocal track selected here. And by default, a track input will be set to input 1. My microphone is plugged into input 1 on my interface, so I don't really have to do much there. I can turn on input monitoring with Control-I. So in Logic, whenever you record without undoing the recording or deleting the previous recording, it will automatically create a take folder for you by default. So if you just record over the same section 3 or 4 times, you'll have a take folder with 3 or 4 takes in it. And then we'll look at how to go through those takes. I'm going to press the letter R to start recording, and then we'll go from there.
One bar, one beat, one tick.
Let's do another take. So I'm just going to hit R, start recording again from bar 1.
Thank you.
So stop that.
One bar, one beat, one tick.
And I'm going to turn input monitoring off. All right, so there we have our free takes, and I am going to jump into the track contents area.
Out of tracks header.
So stop interacting with track editors. I'm going to navigate to the right.
Tracks contents.
Your right. Interact with that.
In tracks contents. Group. Nine items.
You navigate with VO down arrow.
Track two guitar. Track three vocal. Track background.
There's a vocal track. Let's interact with track background.
In track three vocal. Take three region.
And there you see vocal take three is selected. If I hit space to play this.
One bar, one beat, one tick. One bar, one beat, one tick.
And let's just solo this vocal track for a second.
Toggle channel strip. One bar, one beat, one tick. One bar, one beat.
And we can press Command Shift up or down arrow to cycle through these takes. So Command Shift down.
Vocal, take two, reach.
Takes me to take two.
One bar, one beat, one tick. One bar, one.
My horrible singing, I apologize again. Command Shift down. Takes me to take one.
Vocal, take one. One bar, one beat, one tick. One bar, one beat, one tick. Toggle channel. One bar, one beat, one tick. One bar, one beat,
Command
one tick.
Command Shift up.
Vocal, take two, region. One bar, one beat, one tick. One bar, one beat, one tick.
Command Shift up again.
One bar, one beat, one tick. One bar, one.
And that's basically how you cycle through the takes. And I'm just hitting VO left arrow.
Vocal, take three.
I think there's only one region here to get it to say the take name again. That's just a habit I've gotten into when switching takes just to hear the take name. All right, so I'm going to jump into an actual project with someone I can actually sing and show you how to comp some vocals. All right, so we're back here in Logic, and I got a different project open, and what I'm going to do is move off the track. I'm just going to VO down and VO up.
Track 16, VO, track 15, audio 1, group.
So audio 1 is a track with the vocal that I want to comp. And this time, I'm going to go into the track contents area. Now, you can stop interacting with the track headers, VO right, and interact with the track contents. Or if you're on a track header, you can just hit VOJ.
In tracks contents, group.
Jump right into items, track contents. And now I'm going to go look for audio 1. I think it's track 14 or 15.
Track 8, friend, track 9, track 10, pop, track 12, track 13, track 14, full strings, plus, track 15, audio 1, track all background.
Right. Track 15, audio 1, interact
in
with
track
this.
Audio 1, take 3, region.
And you see we have the region here. And if I press VO Shift H.
Region starts at 1 bar 1 beat 1 division 1 tick and ends at 73 bars 3 beats 3 divisions 49 ticks. Take folder. A container for multiple takes. Double click to show or hide the contents.
And you see that region goes from measure 1 to measure 73. This is a slow enough song that we're able to do free takes of the vocals back to back. That's why it goes from the start of the track to the end. And thanks to my friend Megan H for doing the vocals for me in this one.
You with the sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, oh, I realize it's hard to take courage.
And so you see that's take three that we're on.
Audio 1, take 3, region.
So in Logic, how you comp vocals basically is you just split the regions and you select a different take, and whatever take is currently selected is automatically the active take. So the key commands to cycle through takes are
Command
Shift up arrow takes you to the next take.
Command
Shift down arrow takes you to the previous take. So I believe there are only three takes on this track.
Audio 1, take 3, region.
So take 3. So if I do
Command
Shift up arrow.
Audio 1, take 1, region.
It goes to take 1 because that's the next take.
Audio 1, take 2, region.
Take 2. And
Audio 1, take 3, region.
Take 3.
Command Shift up arrow. So if I do Command Shift down arrow.
Audio 1, take 2, region.
And you see that takes me back down to take 2. All right. So, I'm going to go down to take 1.
Audio 1, take 1.
And because this is the first region on the track, I'm just doing VO left arrow because there's nowhere else to go, and it just happens to announce the name of the region as well. If I do VO Shift H.
Region starts at 1 bar 1 beat 1 division 1 tick and ends at 73 bars 3 beats 3 divisions 49 ticks. Take folder, a container for multiple takes. Double click to show or hide the contents.
You see that will give me the length of that take as well. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to move the playhead closer to where the chorus starts.
2 bars, 1, 3 bars, 1 beat, 1, 4 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick. 4 bars, 1 beat, 2 division, 4 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 3 bars, 1, 2 bars, 1 beat, 3, 4 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Let me set the division value to a quarter note.
Control, Command, Slash.
And
4 bars, 2 beats, 1, 4 bars, 3 beats, 1 tick.
And I'm going to solo these vocals. I just hit S to solo the vocals since I still have the track header selected from before.
4 bars,
you
3 beats, 1 tick.
With sad eyes.
4
right,
bars, 3 beats,
so
1 tick.
I'm just going through this first line. So I'm going to do
Command Shift
up arrow.
4 bars
you
3 beats 1 tick.
With the sad eyes.
4 bars 3 beats 1
tick. Audio 1, take 2, region.
Yep. And then take 3.
4 bars
you
3 beats 1 tick.
With the sad eyes.
4
bars. So I'm liking take 2, so command shift down arrow, and I'm going to unsolo this just to check it with the music.
Toggle channel strip solo off.
You 4
bars 3 beats 1 tick. 4 bars 3 beats 1 tick.
And I'm going to mute voice over here. My key command to do that is option Z. This is a keyboard commander that I've set up.
Speech muted.
You with the sad eyes.
All right. And so that works. So I'm going to split this right after that line. I'm going to solo this just to make sure I can hear that I'm not cutting off a breath or something.
You with the sad eyes.
And I just hit period to pause that. And I'm going to split here with command T. Turn my speech back
unmuted.
On.
Audio 1, take 2, region. Audio 1, take 2, region.
All right, so I just use VO right arrow to navigate to the second region that I just created on the track because I split.
Region starts at 5 bars, 4 beats, 80 ticks, and ends at 73 bars, 3 beats, 529 ticks. Take folder, a container for multiple.
And you see this region is now active because I've navigated to it. So I'm going to hit space to play again.
5 bars,
don't
4 beats, 80 ticks.
Don't be discouraged, oh, I realize.
All right, and command shift up arrow again. This is take 1.
5 bars, 4
don't
beats, 80
be
ticks.
Don't be discouraged, oh, I realize.
5 bars.
And that's take 1.
Audio 1, take 1, region.
Yep, and this time I'm just using VO right arrow because this is the last region in the track, so it kind of dongs at you and tells you the name of the region. All right, so I like take 3 for this, so if I do command shift up arrow twice, that should take me to take 3 because command shift up arrow goes to the next take. So the next take from take 1, it would be 2 and then 3. So twice. And
audio 1, take 3, reach.
All right. So once again, unsolo this to check it with the music.
Toggle channel 5 bars, 4 beats, 80 ticks.
Don't be discouraged, oh, I realize.
Five.
All right. So that works for me. So same deal. I'm going to play this, pause it, and then split again. And in Logic, if you don't have a full-size keyboard, so you don't have access to the period key to do pause, unless you're scrubbing, you don't necessarily have to map the period to be somewhere on a QWERTY keyboard because you can use Command-Control-Space as a play-pause option as well. And let me show you how that works. I'm just going to hit Command-Control-Space to play and then Command-Control-Space to pause. So if I do Control-Command-Space...
5 bars,
don't
4 beats, 80
be
ticks.
Don't be discouraged, oh, I realize.
7 bars,
right.
3 beats, 939 ticks.
I'm going to split right there, so Command-T.
Split regions events at playhead position.
And now if I navigate 1 over.
Audio 1, take 3, region.
You see take 3. So now if I do VO shift H.
Region starts at 7 bars, 3 beats, 939 ticks, and ends at 73 bars, 3 beats, 529 ticks. Take folder, a container for multiple.
All right. And once again, we can cycle through. So because this is take 3, if I do command shift up arrow, that's going to wrap back around to take 1. So here we go. I'm just going to do VO right arrow to get that done.
Audio 1, take 1, region.
Yep, take 1. So command control space again to play from here.
7 bars 3 beats 939 ticks. 7 bars 3 beats 900.
Right. So that's a quick example of how to comp. Once you have these takes selected, the currently selected takes are going to be active takes, and that's pretty much it. All right, so you can just proceed through the project, split in and select in active regions as you go through the project. And if you ever really need to redo any of these regions, you can always navigate back to these regions with VO left to right arrow, find a region that you want. You can do VO shift H to hear where that region starts and end. And change what the active take is. And you can rename a take with Shift T, and you can delete a unneeded take if you don't want it in the take folder anymore with Shift Option for delete. So I'm going to get out of here and go back to the track header.
Out of tracks contents, group. Tracks header, group.
So just stop interacting with the track background area and track contents, interact with the track
in
header.
Tracks header, group. 17 items, track 15, audio 1, group.
And you see that puts me back on the track header for track 15. Now, once you are done with comping, there's a couple of different options you have. Now, if you want to keep this track intact with all your takes, you can use Control Option Shift N to export your active takes. to a new track. So you want to come back onto this track header.
Track 16, Vierville, track 15, audio 1, group.
Move off the track header and back onto it so you select all the regions on the track. Because all the regions on the track are selected, all the active takes on the track are now selected. You can use something like Control Option Shift N to export all the active takes to a new track. Or you can use Control Option N to move all the active takes to a new track. And the difference is export will send a copy of all the active takes to a new track and leave them in the take folder. So the take folder remains entirely intact. Moving them with Control Option N will put all the active takes on a new track and remove them from the take folder. So they will no longer be available in the take folder. That's useful if you want to then use the same takes for backing vocals, doubles, etc., etc. Then you know that all the active takes are removed. So then you can go through the take folder again and comp again and use them for doubles, etc. The other options you have are Option U. That flattens the take folder and merges it. So that will get rid of anything that's not a currently selected active take and also merge all the takes into one region so that they're not split into separate regions anymore. And then you have Option Shift U, which will just flatten the take folder, get rid of anything that's not currently an active take, but then they will still be split into separate regions. So those are your different ways to do it. You can use Control Option Shift N to export to a new track, Control Option N to move to a new track. If you don't want to create a new track and you know you don't want this take folder, you don't need to keep a backup of it, then you can just use Option U to flatten and merge to join all the active takes into one new region, or you can do Option Shift U, which will get rid of anything that's not currently an active take, but will leave them split into separate regions. All right. So I'm back here on the track header. I just wanted to demonstrate that you don't necessarily have to go into the track contents to comp. You can actually cycle through takes and comp right from here. You just won't know which take you're on necessarily because that part won't speak. So case in point, I'm going to show this vocal along. Track.
Four bars, three beats, one tick. With a sad eyes. Four bars, three beats, one tick.
Now, if I do Command Shift up arrow,
4 bars, 3 beats, 1 tick.
With sad eyes.
4 bars.
You see, I'm going through and changing takes right from the track header. Command Shift up arrow again.
4 bars, 3 beats, 1 tick.
With sad eyes.
4.
All right, so let's say I want to go with that second take. I'm going to do Command Shift down arrow.
4 bars, 3 beats, 1 tick.
With sad eyes.
4 bars, 3 beats, 1 tick.
And same deal. I can just let this play.
4 bars, 3 beats, 1 tick.
With sad eyes.
5 bars, 4 beats, 364
ticks.
Split regions events at playhead position.
And as always, when you split in Logic, what is to the right of the playhead is selected, and you can use Control Home and End to verify that.
73 bars, 3 beats, 500. 5 bars, 4 beats, 364 tick.
Control Home.
5 bars, 4 beats, 364 ticks. 5 bars, 4 beats, 364 ticks.
I can Command Shift up arrow again.
Don't 5 bars, 4 beats, 364 ticks.
Oh, I realize.
5 bars, 4 beats, 364 ticks.
Command Shift up arrow one more time.
5 bars, 4 beats, 364 ticks.
Oh, I realize.
5 bars, 4 beats, 364 ticks.
And if I go Command Shift up one more time, because we only have 3 takes, 5 bars, 4 beats,
364 ticks.
Discouraged, oh, I realize.
Let's say I want to go with that previous one. Command Shift down.
5 bars, 4 beats, 364 ticks.
Discouraged, oh, I realize.
All right. And I just pause it again.
Split regions events at playhead position.
And same deal. What's to the right of the playhead
is selected. 7 bars, 4 beats, 412 ticks.
And I just use Control Home and End to verify.
7 bars, 412 ticks.
And so you can go through and actually comp right here from the track headers if you just want to do it by ear and you're not concerned with knowing the take number that you have selected currently.
Pro Tools.
All right, let's lay down a vocal on this thing. I'm gonna go to the top.
Tracks.
Move over.
Track 1 guitar, audio track 2 vocal, audio track.
Okay, and I've set my input.
Wait.
A8. And let me check the level here. Check 1, 2.
Minus 15 dB.
Check 1, 2.
Minus 5.6.
Okay, my peak is at 5. That's fine. And let's roll it from the top. Actually, before I record, what I like to do is create some playlists to be able to keep track of various takes. So since this track is selected, I'm going to press Control Option Shift forward slash.
Window, edit text content selected, vocal.01, edit text content selected, vocal.01.
Okay, so it'll just automatically append 01, 02, 03 to the take. So I'm actually just going to do this three times.
Mixer scroller, mix, DAW comparison, window, edit text content selected, mixer scroller, mix, window, edit text content selected, mixer scroller, mix.
So now we have...
One selected, two, vocal.03, audio.
Okay, so 03. So I'm just going to use shift up arrow to get to take one.
Two, vocal.02, audio. Two, vocal.01, audio.
Okay, let's record this.
She's a good girl, loves her mama. She loves Yoda and America too.
All right, I think I got the words wrong. Let me
two, vocal.02, audio.
Do a second take. Actually, I'm not going to start from the very beginning next time.
She's a good girl, loves her mama. She loves Jesus and her boyfriend too.
Those words aren't exactly right either. Let me go to bar 2 instead of bar 1. Go down to take 3.
2, vocal.03, audio.
And...
She's a good girl, loves her mama. She loves Jesus and America too.
Okay, I could turn off this metronome.
Metronome off.
That's 7 on the numpad. So let's comp this take. I'm going to go up to the top playlist, shift home.
2 vocal, audio.
And I'm going to make this the target playlist, command shift right arrow.
Designate as target playlist.
I think take 2 was probably overall the best. So let's shift down arrow.
2 vocal.02 audio.
I'm not going to select from the very beginning because I was talking there. So I'm going to go to bar 3. Okay, so I'm going to select all of this, option shift return, and I'm going to press option shift up arrow.
Target playlist.
So that sent that whole thing to the target playlist. So I'm going to go back up to the target, vo home.
2 vocal audio.
Okay, play this.
She's a good girl, loves her mama. She loves Jesus and her boyfriend too.
Okay, so I know that that's not the right word at the end, so I'm going to move back. In this case, I'm going to use shuttle mode, which is an Pro Tools ultimate feature.
Who's in there filming it? And her boyfriend too.
So I'm going to use the down arrow, up arrow kind of trick. But since I'm starting from this point, I don't have to hit down arrow because I'm already on this section. So I'm going to
and a boyfriend too.
Up arrow. Okay, so now since we're on the target playlist, I could just simply use command shift up or down arrow to cycle through those various takes here. So I'm going to press command shift up arrow.
And America too.
So that's one of the takes. If I do that again,
and a boyfriend too.
That's the take 2. Here's the take 1.
And America too.
Okay, so that's take 1. That's fine. So since we're on the target playlist, I've been cycling this stuff. So it's already been chosen. I don't have to do anything. So I mean, so this should be it.
She's a good girl, loves her mama. She loves Jesus. America too.
There you go.